Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network brought to you by Omaha. Omaha Audio doesn't sound come to Thursday night. Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this disaster. And joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, brother Bri, Darren, the Pauly Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, we are so close, you know. Well, we're not that close. Let's face it. What are we? We're 9 days away. The Parlay Kid is breaking down in the middle of town, frozen. He's got fans driving by. Hey, Parlay Kid. Nobody offers him a ride, but he still made it. Still made it on time to do the podcast. Harry is joining us between shows, Springsteen shows. We appreciate that, Harry, making time for
anything
us.
Anything for you, Sal.
Brother Bri. These props are not going to wait for us. I went on Caesars. I'm like, I don't have to look till Sunday.
Yeah. You
know, nope, not the case. Well, Caesars has about 1,000 up there right now.
I was going to say,
you got 950.
You got to look at it now because when you told us to look at the novelty section, I just had to keep scrolling. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe how long this list goes.
Well, I'll tell you what, but you do have to look at it now because some of these numbers are moving. Like for a quarterback, will a quarterback have a reception? Not that there's going to be huge money on this. Opened at -650. Now -1200. People are putting in crazy money. I would, you know, but listen, send it to me if you want 500 on each kicker, as someone did on Caesars to win the Super Bowl MVP at 200-1. I'll help you out there. I'll give you 205-1. I don't even care. One better. This has got to be you, Harry. Bet $1 to win a penny on no overtime. That make sense? Yeah, and actually getting good odds on that because it's -1600 that it doesn't make overtime. But they're like, screw it. We'll give them a penny. We don't care. Am I reading that right? $1 to win a penny or $1 to win $1 to win 10 cents? I don't know. I think that's what it was. I sent it to everybody.
I made a parlay the other day just messing around just with the ridiculous favorite.
Go ahead.
Like crazy favorites. I bet 22 cents. To get back 24 cents and it won.
And I'm on the edge of my seat. How did they won?
Wait, 22 nice, cents man. To get back 24 cents?
Yeah. I'm like a more
deal. That's great. This is why, Brian, when Harry sends us some screenshots of his bets and it will say like 49 open bets, that's why he's got 49 open bets because they're like pennies. They're pennies.
His time isn't really worth anything. It's really not worth even 2 cents, I guess.
My God, that's so bad.
Well, it's good for me. Now you're paying for dinner, Harry, in Glendale. We'll be out there. Harry and I, Sheck, Martin Weiss, Jen Piacenti, Spaghetti, Meatballs, we'll all be out there, right there, Caesars, Radio Row, all week, Tuesday through Thursday, actually. Then we're getting the hell out of there because it gets crazy. But back to these props. Yes, I said, Brother Bri, look at the novelty props. Pick a couple. Let's get a few out of the way. Let's just get warmed up, you know? Warm that arm up. You don't want to be like Toby Mergo where you throw it right into the post, right?
No, you
standard.
Don't.
So here we go. All right, Harry, start us off. Give us a couple of props there on Caesars.
Okay, here we go. Let's go. How about this one? At -140, Eagles, first half, at least one rushing touchdown. Now, they scored 3 last week versus San Francisco. Sanders had 2 alone in the first half. They had 2 in the first half against the Giants in the second round of the playoffs. They have scored a first half rushing touchdown in 8 of their last 9 games, Sal.
Wow.
The only one that they didn't do was week 17 versus the Saints. And guess what? They were without Jalen Hurts. So Eagles -140 anytime. Well, at least one touchdown in the first half rushing. And then my other one is what will happen first? Touchdown or sack? I'm going to take the sack at -130. I think the offenses feel each other out. No wild play calling early. Philly's defense has been tremendous all season. They've been fantastic in the playoffs too. They're first in sacks. They got 4 players with 10 or more on the season, and they get to Mahomes. They have 8 in the playoffs. Darren's mentioned Hassan Reddick. He's been tremendous. He's got 3.5 in the playoffs, and he sacked Purdy last week in the first quarter and knocked him out of the game. I'm taking sack over touchdown first to happen on the Super Bowl.
First to happen to the Chiefs or first to happen in the game?
First to happen in the game.
Okay. I'm sorry. I stumped you there. I don't know. I wasn't sure. Like I thought they had that.
Well, there was another one, too. There is one, Sal, that will Kansas City convert their first third down attempt. And that does that mean Philly's got to be called for a penalty? Does that count? I don't know.
Well, you saw the script, buddy. You tell me. I mean, it feels like you should be able to cash in on all of these because you know you got a heads up on the script that's being handed around the league. Mm-hmm. All right. Brother Bry. Bry, you found it.
I found it.
They came up with it.
Thank you, Caesars.
They're making you pay, too.
I know.
They're making you pay for this one.
The shortest touchdown, under 1.5, everybody, at minus 170. This is my bet all the time in the playoffs, especially the Super Bowl, though, I will say. But, you know, there was a time we used to be able to get this at minus 130. Then it was minus 150. Now you got to lay minus 170.
It's 20 to 30.
Oh, Harry, will you shut that stupid thing off already? Coming off already.
You have that you the time every like 30 minutes?
I don't know why.
When does it go off? Never is the answer, right?
Sorry.
That's so damn annoying. Go back to coughing, please. All right, go ahead.
So this is just what I'm definitely doing. I'll put in a bunch on this one. In the playoffs so far, it seemed like it was hitting at almost every game, but actually 8 of the 12 games so far in the playoffs that it hit. So even minus 170 is pretty good for that number. I'm really excited for this one to be back in the Super Bowl. And you think with these two teams, right, there is a good chance, especially Philly, right? Short yardage on the one. Yeah. It seems like a Sanders Hurts touchdown potentially. And then even with the Chiefs, too, you'd expect some short yardage touchdowns where they might throw, too, as well. And then the other one,
in my head, the Chiefs score, the Eagles score from the one all the time, and the Chiefs score from like the three. But that's just in my head.
That really feels like how it is, right? The Chiefs
shuffle pass.
I agree with that. And then,
but if there's 6 touchdowns or 5 touchdowns, odds are good.
Yeah, no, I like it, especially with certain teams where you're expecting. I mean, again, I wouldn't be shocked if this is really low, high scoring or low scoring potentially this game. But
Brian, this next one I've never seen.
Never seen it. That's why I liked it. And if you went through the novelty bets on Caesars, there's a bunch of these that there's a bunch that I never saw before. But that's why I took this one. So it was a drive will start at the 5-yard line or less. So it's either if you bet yes or no, it's minus 115 either way. But I like the yes because, again, I think in this type of game, there's going to be situations where both these teams are aggressive on fourth down inside the 5, right? I know the Eagles are going to be tough to stop if they're at the 1 or the 2-yard line here. So, if one of the teams gets a stop, inside the 5, or if there's just a really good punt in this game, right? Or a fair catch on the 5-yard line, you're potentially looking good. Or, Bri, I'd like this one. I thought this was a fun different
one. Interesting. What if there was a turnover on the team's own 3-yard line and the drive starts inside the 5-yard line going the short distance?
Yeah.
Does that work too?
Is it the plus 5? Oh man, that's
see what I'm saying? Like, how does that count? Would that count?
I would say no.
No.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or less, I think, means that you're on the bad side of the 5.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I would say, although Darren brings up a good point.
I know.
I think it would say inside the 5.
You're gonna lose.
Somebody who started a drive inside the 5 would be that. That would be that bet.
Right.
Hertz is going to turn it over at the 3, and then
in college, Hodder, how lost would he be on that bet? How lost?
No way. He wouldn't do that. He'd be like, no. He's like, bet next year Super Bowl. He wouldn't.
Yeah, but you'd get if it was the other way, like Darren was saying, the odds would be significantly different from a yes and a no versus pretty much a pick'em.
Right. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Our bookie in college, he couldn't even read. We would write it out. that three-team teaser, Harry, I had with Minnesota.
Minnesota, Miami.
He read it as Miami. I wrote Mini, and he read it as Miami. And I wrote the points, even though the points were vastly different for both games. That was,
it was that like was, Darren. He usually gave it whatever. It'd be no problem. That was a brawl. The thing was like a 36 to 30 teaser. And he just ripped Sal, and Sal just fired back at him, and we didn't speak, right?
Was he born and raised in Oswego?
Of course. Of course. Oh, he's the one that gave us our jobs as referees, as officials, to pay off our date, our debt, which wasn't really a debt. It was only because he couldn't read why it became a debt. Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. The baseball was the worst. I don't mean to get sidetracked, but that was the most ridiculous. Like, if you wanted the Braves in the playoff game, like Glavin was pitching, you had to bet 10 to win 6. Right. Okay. Whatever. That's fine. We're in that world right now anyway. But if you wanted the other way, if you wanted the Twins in the same game, you had to bet 10 to win 8. Right. Wasn't that it?
Close.
You never got a plus.
Right.
Yeah, and the way, oh my God, the way he figured parlays, you would forget it. It was astrophysics the way never made up. All right. Yeah. I'm glad we're done with that. All right. I'm going to go with two here. First quarter, lowest scoring of all quarters, plus 220. This used to be a slam dunk, Bri. It really did. But the last 2 years, it has not been the case. But five of the six before that, 0-0, 3-7-0. The last couple of years, the fourth quarter is the one that's lacking points. But I think we go back. I think, like Harry said, it's a feel-out system there for the Chiefs and the Eagles. Actually, that 0-0, 3-7-0 represents the Chiefs' opponent scores in the last five, I believe. So that's I think that's what the hell that is. I don't know what the hell I wrote down. I'm so excited about all those, but yes, that's what it is. So first quarter lowest scoring quarter plus 220 jersey number for the first touchdown score. I'm showing my hand a little here on Caesars. You get numbers 80 to 99. At plus 330. Now, the big ones here are Kelce and Dallas Goedert. By the way, congratulations. Dallas made the Super Bowl parlay, kid. That's the joke that everyone's sending me. Right. Dallas is in the Super Bowl, and then a picture of Goddard. Great.
I started good that, joke. By the way.
You did? You started that? You little rascal, you. So you get both tight ends. We like tight ends to score anyway. Kelce's the favorite anyway at 550, 575. So at 330, you get Kelce, you get Goddard, you get the great Marcus Kemp, who was the number two receiver for the Chiefs. You get Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, if those guys fall on touchdowns. I kind of like that 80 to 99 plus 330, mainly Kelce and Goddard. So that's mine. Parlay Kid, give us one here.
Okay, so I'll give you two real quickly. First one is minus 115, and it asks, will the game be tied after 0-0? Kind of like this one. I think this game plays close throughout. Even if you look at both games this past weekend in the conference championships and the Cincy Chiefs game, after 0-0, it was tied twice. And even in that dreadful Eagles 49ers game, it was tied early at 7-7. So that would have hit both times. So it's a small sample size. But at the same time, if you like this game to be close, I could see this game being tied early, 3-3, 7-7, something to that nature. And even
now,
being
after 0-0, do you root for a touchdown to be scored or a field goal?
That's a good question.
You got to figure this out now.
I'd say touchdown if it gun to my head. Let's go 7-7. Let's go touchdown. Yeah,
I think so. But then
you don't see 3-3s too often, right? Like not too often does it seem to be 3-3. And my other one says both teams to kick a field goal of 35 plus yards or more, plus 100. Good kicking conditions, obviously here in Arizona at State Farm, right, Harry? Isn't that the State Farm?
That's correct.
Right? Interesting. Isn't that interesting, Harry? State Farm.
Is that what they call it now?
Oh, they've changed
it. They'll change that. They'll change it before next week. Yeah, they'll change that.
Yeah, well, it's fitting that the State Farm team is playing here, right, Harry? The Chiefs? Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Could be the
Mahomes thing.
Maybe the fix was in the whole time, huh, Big H?
Is that your insurance company with your car issues? Or?
It is not.
Harry, what kind actually. Of view are you giving us here? This is interesting. I don't think we've seen this.
I know. I'm sitting lower right now. I don't know. Sitting lower.
Yeah, baby face. We're getting like the whole thing here. We got Harry's. I don't even know how to. It's like full body here.
Yeah.
All right. It's a nice treat. Nice Thursday night treat.
That's wonderful.
All right. Listen, let's.
I know. It's like I, weird. That's what I thought myself.
It's an imposing figure. You know, I don't want to get too close, but this is, I feel he's going to fall out the window there. All right. So there you go. Those are our, you know, Brian, we dipped our toe. The water's freezing. We dipped our toe in, and now we're ready. Now we're ready. We're going to have another 1,000 props to go over. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, I know they're not done, Caesars, and this is hundreds upon hundreds already on the board there. So we'll be looking at more of those next week. We are not done with this podcast. When we come back after the break, Babyface Souls Super Bowl poll. And there's a lot wrong with that phrasing, but I'm going with it. Babyface Souls Super Bowl poll. We're all going to compete $50 each. Little trivia contest when we return.
With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a bet credit. 21 and older only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wagers only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit is $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to the account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Nowhere to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier Casino, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. Offer not available in Maryland or Ohio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Babyface Joel Solomon has put together a bunch of questions. We're going to yell and scream at each other and try to, one of us is going to emerge victorious and get $150 collectively from the other. That's going to be fun. And we're calling this Babyface Soul Super Bowl Poll.
Oh, my God.
You understand,
say
Babyface.
Say that 10 times quick.
It's the poll,
because
right.
It's Soul Jolomon. That's the new thing. But the poll, because it's a pool. But it's not really a pool, but you always call the pool a pole.
Yeah, he can't get that right. So it's got to be
right,
pole.
Right. So I'm giving up. I'm basically giving up is what I'm saying.
I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole.
No. Okay. That's wrong. Pool. Yeah. All right. So let's do this. How does this work now?
My stomach is, I'm already nervous. I don't know if it's because of the trivia or because I had Arby's for dinner. So I'm not sure. But I'm going to give you, we're going to do three categories. In each category, you'll have a chance to get 1 point. whoever, if there's a tie, we can advance to a sports genius question where you guys can get points to break that tie.
Going so back three, and forth in a category.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if people know it. Sports Genius was on like 25 years ago, but yeah. All right. Yeah. So in other words, the third category could be, this wouldn't be, it would be Super Bowl quarterbacks with five touchdown passes.
Exactly.
Okay. It's,
well, not anymore. I can't. Well, you're,
yeah, you can't do that.
I can't do that one.
No, you didn't send me. No, you didn't. Be honest, though. You didn't send me any. You wanted to send me something. I was like, no, I want to do this legit. Harry's the cheater in the group. Yeah.
Correct. Paul, we think Parlay Kid tried to get out of this with the car accident.
Right.
But
no accident. No accident.
Okay. Let's not forget the last time we did this trivia, Parlay Kid got the easiest of easiest questions.
Okay. All right. Try to be fair here, Joel. Okay. Michael, I don't know why we're all going for 1 point each round. I don't know. That doesn't. Okay.
Well, I thought that we could also do 4-3-2-1 based on strength of the question. We could do that. But then I realize I'm not the best at math.
All right. Forget it. Yeah. Just, I mean, this is your Super Bowl poll. Solomon's Super Bowl poll. Go ahead.
Michael, do we have music?
We do not.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. Do a flying start.
Okay. All right. First,
Michael, do we have food? Do we have food? Do we? Can you show a movie? Is there anything? All right. Go ahead, Joel.
Okay.
Who goes first?
First category, we will do give them props. These are all prop-based trivia questions. Brian, who holds the record for longest punt in Super Bowl history at 65 yards? But still managed to miss hitting the longest punt prop at over under 65.5 yards.
What?
The longest punt in Super Bowl history, 65 yards. Brian, who is it?
This is me?
This is you.
I know it.
I don't understand that second part where the prop was
it was a prop. That was the prop. And I'll tell you why in a second.
Gotcha. But let's focus prop, on. Right?
Yeah.
I don't. All right. Good luck, Brian.
Longest punt
in Super Bowl history.
That's a tough one. I would have no idea.
Oh, I'm keeping my hands here so you guys can see that I'm not cheating.
Keep your eyes straight too. That's most important. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to hold this up. I'm passing. I'm not getting this right.
Harry,
it doesn't count. That's not your question.
All right, Harry.
Johnny Hecker.
Johnny Hecker is correct. And we talked about this last year.
He was on our show.
I would have said Hecker because that's the only punter I could have named. Maybe Landetta. Maybe Sean Landetta if he punted in the Super Bowl. I couldn't even tell.
I didn't realize we were going to get asked punter questions.
All right, let's get to the second part of this. Why did that go under?
Because it was 65 yards. It was 65 yards. The over-under was 65.5.
Really? That's how high punts are?
Yeah, I guess
prop punts?
We went back and listened to the show. Johnny Hecker was on.
Interesting.
And
Darren, would you like
to go or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go.
All right, Darren. Name one of the five non-quarterbacks that have helped cash a non-quarterback to throw a touchdown pass prop in the Super Bowl. Just one of the five non-quarterbacks.
I should know this because Foles caught one just recently. Why am I blanking out on who threw it at the time? Oh.
She's off to a great start.
Oh, my gosh.
It's because Mikey didn't have music. That's the problem. you got to guess, Parley Kid. Yeah, it was an Eagle, obviously.
Am I blanking out?
I got this, too.
You do? Wow. Well, that's, you're not going to get points for
all
it.
Right.
And
all right.
I'm going to say, I'll just say Bryce Brown. I have no, I can't think of
Bryce
who it was.
Bryce Brown is not one of the five.
Go ahead, Harry.
Do you want to guess again?
What was the Eagle one?
No, go ahead.
Edelman?
Not Julian Edelman. We had Joe Mixon, Trey Burton, Antoine Randall L. Antoine
Randall L. We said that the other day.
Lawrence McCutcheon and Robert Newhouse threw one.
Newhouse threw one.
44.
On the option pass.
I'm sorry.
To Drew Pearson.
All right.
Tony Hill.
Typically a 50-1 bet. In which two Super Bowls was the first score a safety?
All right. Well, one was Seattle, Denver. I'm not going to give you a number, right? When Seattle crushed Denver.
That's correct.
Right? And the other one was Brady and the Giants, right? It was a grounding.
Sal is on the board. You got it. There it is. Sal is on the board.
I only know this because my maniac friend Daniel bet first score of the game. That was the
second
safety.
That was the second Giants or first Giants Pats.
That was the second.
Second, right?
And that was the second one. That question was in honor of Danny Two Sheets.
There you go.
That's right.
All right, good. Harry, that's how you do it, guys. Go ahead, Harry.
We close it out. Give them props, Harry. The coin toss is typically a 50-50 bet, but which side currently holds the lead 29-27?
I'll flip a coin, Harry, if you don't know.
Right.
That is incorrect. It is tails. 29-27.
Man, you would throw that. Like, was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wow, the Harry. First two. He knew that's the first. That's an easy one, Harry. You're just, you know what? You're not a football fan if you don't know that, honestly. Honest to God. Harry thinks the coin toss is fixed, by the way. He's read a whole thing on it.
Kansas City always gets it in overtime. It always goes Kansas City in overtime.
All right. Let's see if Sal can take a 2-0 lead in the next category.
Well, why don't you save me? Because I'll we'll see if it means something, right?
That's true.
All right.
It's true.
The category is Coach Bag. Coach Bag.
Who gets this?
Darren. Darren, let's go to Darren.
Okay.
The youngest coach to ever win a Super Bowl at 36 years old, 20 days.
It's got to be McVay. Coach.
McVay, it is correct. He beat Mike Tomlin, who was also 36, but in days, it belongs to Sean McVay. You're on the board.
Yeah, I thought it was John Fox. That's weird. All right. Good.
You give him a question about his man crush guy. Okay.
Harry, we're going to the H-Dog.
Name give him the coin toss one again. See if he gets it right.
Who threw the coin toss last year?
Stop it.
All right. Name one of the three men to have won a Super Bowl as a player and a head coach. So just good. One of three men.
Men. Definitely men?
Yes. Yes. They've won it as a player and a head coach. Three of them. Name one.
Silence.
It's 1948.
Mike Ditka is one. Harry, you got it.
Wow. He looked it up, though. He really did.
He did?
He looked it up. Yeah, I think he did. Oh. I think he did.
Oh, man. Brian.
I think he did.
To get on the board.
Hold on. The other ones are Reeves, right?
And Tom Flores, Tony Dungy.
Flores and Dungy. Okay. All right. All right. Harry cheated, but we'll accept it.
Which actually leads me to Brian's question. This is good, Sal. I love that segue. Dan Reeves won a Super Bowl as a player with the Cowboys, but lost four Super Bowls as a coach. With which two teams did he lose?
Washington and Denver.
Oh, man.
Falcons.
Denver and Atlanta Falcons. You can't swear. You also can't swear.
Mike, Brian, if you had a point, we'd take it away.
Why, I'm screwing up Reeves and Gibbs.
Oh my gosh.
I rushed that one. I rushed
late here. Right.
What's the score? That Harry and Darren have won?
Yeah.
And I have one, and I'm getting four. My second here. Okay.
You knock out Brian right?
Knock me out.
Your Cowboys have won Super Bowls under three different head coaches.
Uh-huh.
Name them. The three coaches.
Really? Landry, Jimmy Johnson, and Barry Switzer.
There you go.
Hey, it's Sol Jolomon's game.
This is fixed. This is rigged.
No, he got a hard one the first time.
All right.
I'm cool with that. Was fine. I mean,
there you go.
Sure, it's fine.
All right, third category.
All right, give these guys
Brian's
first.
Brian's out, right? Brian's out.
I'm out.
Yeah, give Brian a question. I'll make him feel
let's
good.
Let's get high. Let's get high.
Oh, no.
These all have to do with getting high.
Whoa.
Darren, should we go to Darren first or Harry?
You go to me. Go ahead.
Go to Darren.
All right, Darren. Who has the highest rushing total in Super Bowl in one game? The highest
Jimmy Smith.
Come on, man. Come on.
That wasn't easy. That wasn't that easy.
That was so easy, Darren.
Timmy Smith, come on.
That was a good one. That's fine.
235 yards, Darren. Exactly.
Okay. Harry, who got high with me in college before? No. Harry, what is the highest scoring? The highest scoring Super Bowl of all time. The highest scoring Super Bowl. You need this to stay in the game.
See the hands.
Ah, crap. I don't want to say Cowboys Bills. 52-17. Had to be more.
I think that's second. I shouldn't even say anything.
The highest scoring Super Bowl of all time. Just give me the teams. It was.
He's gonna. I don't like this slow playing.
Yeah, this is tough. This is tough. It gets me crazy. I would get this one wrong because
he's calling Angie. Hold on.
5 seconds. You either know it or you don't.
Bills, Cowboys. Damn it.
49ers, Chargers.
Yeah, 49ers, Chargers. It's funny.
I was thinking, for a second, I was thinking Tampa Raiders.
Tampa Raiders, 49ers, right? That was going through my head.
Ricky Waters.
If I give Brian a semi-tough one.
Don't even give me one.
Give Brian one. It's nice. Let him talk.
All right, Brian. Which Super Bowl MVP wore the highest uniform number? The highest uniform number. To get back in the game, maybe, but probably not.
Highest uniform number. Wow.
The highest uniform number worn by a Super Bowl MVP.
Just going to guess Deion Branch, maybe, for the Patriots.
I got a guess.
I have a guess if that's wrong.
All right, Sal, go for it.
Well, they were co-MVPs. Was Harvey Martin the one?
I have it as Richard Dent wearing number 95.
That beats Harvey Martin. Yeah, that's good. All right.
This would be for the win. For the win, when we go to overtime.
If you get it right, Sal, you win. You got three.
Oh, Darren, did you get?
Yeah, I got mine. I got two out of three.
Okay. All right. Let's hear.
Okay. Name Mikey. Do we have music for this or no, Michael? Do we have music?
We do not.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sal, for the win, name one of the four players who have won both a Heisman and a Super Bowl MVP. A Heisman, let's get high.
Yeah, Super Bowl Michigan, MVP. Green Bay, Desmond Howard, right?
And there it is.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Marcus Allen, Jim Plunkett, Roger Staubach, Desmond Howard.
Yep. Thank you.
Nice job, Sal.
That's how you do it,
nice
guys.
Nice, Sal.
There it is.
I'll give you my Venmo.
Nice Cowboys question.
You have my Venmo, right? Well, Harry, you lost by two or three. I mean, if you don't know the heads or tails, what can I tell you? Well, there you go. That was fun. I have to say, I love when Mad Dog does it. I find myself staying in the car an extra 40 minutes.
Yeah, but
Mad Dog Radio. He gives away tickets. What do you have to get? Like five right in a row?
But the problem
is,
they're so hard.
The questions.
The problem though nowadays, because I've heard other contests that have happened, and nowadays, you know, somebody is just cheating on it like half the time. The only time it's hard to cheat is, remember when Francesi used to do like the voices, right?
But he does Super that Bowl, too, like Mad Dog. He still does that.
Yeah. So those were all.
And that's what gets me crazy. Like, he gets so angry, and the winners get like a pair of Super Bowl tickets. So it's substantial, but he's still getting very angry at that. I don't know why he does it. He'll play an audio clip, Brian, and it'll sound like any crusty old player from the 70s being interviewed like 10 years ago. And there's not much clue to go off. He's like, we had him where we wanted him and we never let him get up off the ground. All right, what legendary player said that? Let's say, and the guy's like, I don't freaking know. Bob Greasy? No, how could it be Bob Greasy? Like, why wouldn't it be? It's nothing. And he gets so mad.
Well, that's
right, baby face soul, right?
I can't get through. I call constantly. All I want to do, that would be my Jeopardy, like for Harry. All I want to do is get through and then probably just give like funny answers to piss him off. I would say like Sean Kemp or something. Just to piss him off.
Well, that's how
he's, yeah, Yeah, if you don't know it, you might as well give a phony, infuriating answer. But, you know, like a question about like the Eagles single right. season all-time leading receiver yards. And someone will say Harold Carmichael. Like, Harold Carmichael, how can you say it? Like, all right, he was a great Eagles receiver.
What? I'd like more of those questions. A lot of the questions he asked are so dumb.
They have nothing to do with nothing, you know?
Yeah, well, a lot of them was like the only Kentucky-born Super Bowl quarterback, mm-hmm. like stuff like that,
right.
you know, things like that, like nobody cares about. But anyway, all right, babyface, that was good. Mm. You know, I didn't need the music afterwards, and we did it. Now, we did the they did these Pro Bowl events. Some went tonight. That was fun. They did a couple like water balloon tossing things, and you know, it's going to culminate Sunday with a flag football game. Anything's better than that Pro Bowl football game they try to put together in recent years where there's no, it's basically two-hand touch anyway. So you might as well take the pads off and let them run around in flags. But there are a bunch of events. Some took place Thursday night. Some take place Sunday. One is that splash catch. Harry, this is like catching water balloons from distance and you move further. What else are we seeing here, babyface? The best catch seems pretty cool. Like we haven't seen that yet, but I think people are going to have to leave their feet for best catch, right, Parlay Kid? Or is it just going to be throw it, I'm going to catch it behind my back with one hand kind of thing?
Good question. I don't know what to expect.
They jump,
but,
do they jump on like a padded thing? Like
I don't know.
Yeah,
Let me see what's going on, right?
You're jumping on some right.
Well, it was, I think it was kind of like the slam dunk contest because some guys were catching it like in a pool. And
wait, I don't know what you mean by that. An actual pool or a pool?
I shouldn't even have this. Right. Never mind. Do we have the music?
In a pool would be fun.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be good off like a diving board and stuff. Like people actually do.
But dodgeball seemed to be the one getting a lot of the clips, and you know, Saquon got drilled in the head.
He did. So. Yeah. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. That's
there
sad.
Goes the contract.
It's it funny was precision passing, right, Bri? Your Derek Carr won that, and it was actually pretty funny in the post.
He took a shot at Vegas. What did they say? What was the thing, Joel?
Have you ever been this hot before in Vegas? Did they say in Vegas?
I think he said if I would have been, I'd still be on the Raiders or something like that.
I wouldn't be leaving.
Taking shots. Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah, they are jumping off diving boards. I'm looking at some.
Really?
I'm looking at some. Ooh, yeah, it looks like it here. You know, it's just a sampling here, but that's pretty cool. It's from a panel of judges. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Meanwhile, what is it? It's like 38 degrees in Vegas, right? I don't know where they're doing this. What else is there? Tic-tac-toe. Each team's kicker, punter, and long snapper compete in a giant tic-tac-toe competition. That's all right.
I like that one.
This one seems crazy. Move the chains. Four teams will compete side by side in a weighted wall pull. So you're all pulling a wall made of weights, I guess. Loaded with heavy weights, 10 yards as quickly as possible. It's a good way to crush your back, but all right. Trying to think.
Yeah.
Gridiron gauntlet seems like something we've seen, right? Like 40-yard dashes and running in between cones. I guess there's breakaway walls and stuff, so that's fun. I don't know. What would you be best at, Harry, out of everything you've heard?
Well, I think you guys have seen it. I would definitely probably have to say best catch, you know, because under pressure, we already know I can make great grabs. I did it when we were in Dallas a few years back. We all saw myself make a stick grab when Vince Young threw me a 25-yard horrendous wobbler that I snagged just before
yards.
It hit the turf.
25 yards?
I was all over the place. All my body
Maybe
was
you ran 25 yards to get it, but I think it was like an 11-yard
tremendous
pass.
Catch on an awful wobbler.
All right. And you have something coming up for us next. I don't want to blow it, but there is something interesting.
We have something in the works. Yep.
And it wasn't scripted, you're saying, right?
Right.
Because Babyface said he did script some of that video, but you're saying the catch itself.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. We won't say anything. All right. So that's that. And then there's something lightning
round. I feel like he's underselling this. It is one of Harry's greatest, I think, things he's done, achievements. I was shocked, and we Sal, you didn't even know about this, but we'll wait for Super Bowl week. And
we don't
want to
talk about it too much. Yes. We'll discuss it Sunday on the first podcast of the week. But yes, it was. It's pretty dynamite. Harry gets, he teams up with one of the great Super Bowl MVPs of all time, right?
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say. all right, let's take a quick break. Then we'll get Shark Tank. We'll get these guys' weekend best bets in a moment. All right, let's do it. Shark Tank. Now, we're doing this Thursday night. There's not a ton. There's obviously not football to bet on this weekend. There's, there's soccer. Some NBA lines are not really up. The hockey. Oh, the skill. Oh, we got that, Brother Bri. Did you even consider that?
Well, I looked. I couldn't find odds. Did you see odds yet?
Oh, I did see... I did see them on Caesars and then they disappeared. Did they go away?
I did see
them for a minute.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
Anyway, those are tough to figure out. Anyway, all right. So you guys each make a bet and I jump on with who I think is going to be the winner or has the strongest bet. So go ahead. Let's do it. Harry, start us off.
Well, you guys know I'm still here in Florida and in my hotel, the FC Cincinnati team of the MLS is going through spring training. They're all staying here. Chatting with some of the fellows today. And in that honor, I'm going to go English Premier League soccer for my best bet for my Shark Tank this week. I'm going to go over 2.5 goals at -125. Not quite sure why that's the favorite in the Wolves versus Liverpool match. This game's fishy, Sal. Very fishy to me and sounds like it's leaning and wants you to take the under, but I'm taking the over. Look, 3 of the last 4 meetings between these two have been 1-0, which includes one of them just 2.5 weeks ago. Liverpool has had their offense disappear. They've scored just 2 goals in the last 4 matches. Wolverhampton has scored more than 1 goal in just once in their last 7 matches. Under sounds like gold until it's not. I'm going the other way, and I'm taking over 2.5.
Should we have one of these for Harry's tombstone? Under sounds like gold until it's not. I mean, really, you got to pick something, Harry. You got to pick one of these crazy one-liners that has to go.
3-1 Liverpool. They break out of their slump.
I'm looking at the 5-pint pickoff. You get a soccer expertise EPL on Covered in Glory every week. Brett Coromanos and Toby Mergler. Toby said Liverpool Wolves high scoring half, second half +100, Liverpool to win -124. Those are amongst his bet. All right, I'll consider that. Bri, what's your Shark Tank?
Yeah, I'm going UFC. Although this is a tough card. If you look at some of the names, I'm sure you don't recognize a bunch of these. But the main event, Derek Lewis versus Sergey Spivak. But I'm going to take Spivak to win this one by KO at +130. A lot of this comes down to Lewis, just whether or not he's in shape or his motivation. But recently, it just seems like it hasn't been there for him. He's been knocked out in 3 of his last 4 fights. Meanwhile, Spivak, on the other hand, has won 5 of his last 6. 3 of those last 4 have come by knockout. So I can see this, if this gets into the second, third round, it's going to be tough for Lewis just in terms of being in shape. Yeah. So I'm going to take Spivak by KO at +130.
You know, there's already problems with this. He's saying this Dan Maragliotta, he will not fight. He won't get in the cage if he's the referee. He's like, get me Herb Dean. He's like, I'm not. He's like, when they say, are you ready? If it's Dan Maragliotta, I'm going to say no. I'm going to walk away. Oh, I guess he lost his last couple with him. I don't know.
Crazy.
I'm not sure what he wants from the ref.
Well, this was supposed to be a fight a few months ago that got canceled because I think COVID stuff.
And then it was overseas too, wasn't it? A couple of weeks ago too?
I'm not sure where it was supposed to be originally.
Yeah.
This one's in Vegas.
All right. Okay. Parley Kid, give us yours.
Yeah. The good news, Bri, is I think after this week, we should be in a run of nice UFC cards coming up, right? Yep,
definitely are.
I feel like UFC, and I know one of the fighters today was complaining about it, they're not doing a great job of really hyping some of these fights coming up. That are really within the next month or so. I can't believe it. Like, what's happening? There's Dana White trying to keep a low profile or something right now? I don't know.
He's starting the slap league, you know? You gotta diversify, Parley Kid.
I just don't know. There's some really good fights coming up, yeah. And I haven't heard about any of them. So, you know, maybe I'm not following too closely, but boy, I don't know. Something's amiss there in the UFC. But I'll be looking forward to that. I'll be back on UFC once kind of football's over and I can focus a little bit more on it.
All right.
But let's just keep it simple. This might sound my sharp tank bet. I'm going to be rolling with the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night, -1.5 against the Charlotte Hornets. Pistons are well-rested. They had a game canceled Wednesday. And the Hornets played tonight, losing to the Bulls. So, you know, the way basketball goes, there's a chance a LaMelo Ball could be out of the game tomorrow because they played tonight. And plus, the one thing I would say about the Pistons, they're not very good, but they always seem to play hard. I cannot say the same for the Charlotte Hornets. So I'm just going to play the team, bet on the team right now that plays a harder brand of basketball, and that's the Detroit Pistons. Let's take a -1.5 over the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow night, Friday night.
All right. Or, you know, really, I think
yeah,
I made a
pro- yeah, tonight, Friday, I should say.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, because yeah. You'll listen to this Friday.
Tomorrow. Correct. Yeah.
Right. Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Posting wanna, today.
Yeah. Babyface, work it out with him. Probably get him figure out. Flip a coin. Yeah. Tonight, that game will take place. By the way, I bet Washington +17.5 down 9 with a minute 52. This would be a bad loss for me, Harry. If this, if they don't hold on here.
By the way, okay. My tribe lost.
It did lose.
It did lose.
So can we never hear about it again?
No.
All right. I'll go with you, Bri. I think I made a promise to myself. I think Lewis is going to lose like, I said he's going to lose like 4 out of his next 5. And I think he's already lost 2 of those. So I think you just keep doubling up on Lewis losses, even if I lose this one.
Sounds good.
So I know it's -250 or right in that neighborhood, but I'll find something stupid to put it with. So there we go. We're on the UFC. Harry is off to see Springsteen again.
Jeez,
and then we're going to hit a lot of props on Sunday.
Yeah. Where's Angie?
Yeah, what goes on?
Mandatory overtime because of the weather.
You love this.
I don't think that's even true Harry, anymore.
Mandatory overtime because of Ken or the weather?
Because of the storm that Ken created in the car ride up.
Right.
Harry, Ben Kelly put out a tweet. I think it was a really good one about 30 minutes ago. You got to take a look at it.
None of his are good. He knows this. We all know this.
He knows that none of his are good. You guys got along in Vegas. That was nice of him to come out.
We get along fine, but the tweets are not good. I don't know.
Did I give him anything of value? Did I give him even a t-shirt?
You gave him 2 tickets, but the tickets were long shots.
They were all dumb, right? It was like Oral Roberts to win the NCAA championship or something.
He made like props to Ben that weekend. He made like 1,800 in Vegas.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I don't see he does a lot of retweeting. I'm not seeing what he did here.
Yeah, all he right. just said he's on Walker Kessler for Rookie of the Year. He grabbed him when he was 100-1. He's now 25-1. He said, at the Brother Bride taught me how to look for value and exploit the market like Ken exploits Harry's video poker. That's good.
We're going to get to what happened to Harry. Ken took Harry's money.
You told him, Brian?
We could save that again, because I think that comes up in the video with Harry's video, right?
Yes. We'll see all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good. Oh, okay. I'm seeing all this. Walker Kessler. All right. So
pretty
there
good,
you go.
Harry.
All right.
Pretty
we'll
good.
Be back Sunday. Babyface, you have anything to add? That was good. You did that well. You know what? I'm going to tip the dealer a few bucks after these guys send me their $50. I mean, I don't know.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right to tip the
I feel
tip
like
the
I did
here.
It very fair. I did it very fair this year. And I stand by it. If anyone has a problem with it, please DM me and I will not answer it. But
Harry, just send me 35 Western Union and send Babyface the other 15.
I'm just going to make bets for you. It's on Caesars. How about that?
Yeah, tell me what sure. You want. I need to see him.
You tell me. I will. I'll send you a screenshot.
All right. I need to see him.
Okay, just tell me what you want.
I like how Harry's always like Patrick Beverly, like, I'll send you the screenshot. Like, look at this. Look, I did.
No,
like,
you have Patrick to. Him. You have to. You know what? Give me 50 on first quarter lowest scoring, plus 220.
Okay.
Let's get it out of the way.
I'll do it when I get back.
Let's do it. Get back from where? Do it now.
I can't do that going down
to 180. Oh, I see. Oh, that's right. All right. Oh, man. What a country we live in. This craziness. All right. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. Four prop-filled, interview-filled shows next week. We're going to be on the Radio Row. Caesars is setting it up. Nice little activation they're doing right there downtown. Right, Harry? Where is that? The convention center or right next to it?
Downtown Phoenix. Right next to where the Suns and Diamondbacks play.
There you go. Nice. Meet Harry. Be a grand old time. So that'll do it. Another episode Against All Odds for Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Soul Jolliman, and the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal Singh. So long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na